Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
This is Mary Daltrey. She lost consciousness behind the wheel.
How's Shane?
My partner?
I just didn't want her to see. I thought she might take offense.
Can you get my wife?
Baby?
You're gonna drill into my skull.
Are you kidding me? The navigational system is dead.
Damn it, Stan.
Can I watch the surgery? Can you sneak me in?
You're busted.
I'm gonna tell him. I don't want him seeing other people.
What?
Nothing. I'm gonna be late.
We need to talk.
My wife gets panicky if she doesn't know what's going on.
I will keep her updated.
You seen anyone?
At the end of the day, the experience of practicing medicine bears little resemblance to the dream.
Are you really okay?
Yeah.
Alex, come on. That was intense and crazy and just awful. How can you be okay after a day like that?
We go into medicine because we want to save lives.
You did a good job today. That was not easy. What you did was not easy. It was brave.
We go into medicine because we want to do good. We go into medicine for the rush, for the high, for the ride. But what we remember at the end of most days are the losses. What we lie awake at night replaying is the pain we caused. The ills we couldn't cure.
I don't want you to date other people. May not be enough for you, but I'm trying here. I don't want you to date anybody but me.
The lives we ruined or failed to save. The end of the day, the reality is nothing like we hope. The reality is, at the end of the day, more often than not, turned inside out and upside down.
Over here! Madison! Get in there! We don't have time to
lose! Okay! Got the shirt open. I'm almost there. Stop! 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 Still! Hold still! Okay, that's it. I got it. It stopped. I got it.
Holy crap. My artery blew.
Your artery blew.
I didn't think that would really happen. I mean, I thought it was something that the doctors say might happen because they have to, but I didn't think that it would really happen.
Me neither.
They're local techs in Spokane.
That's 5 hours away. Did you tell them I was in the middle of somebody's brain?
Yes. The tech is still in Spokane. You can't just pull the probes out and go to a full craniotomy?
No. Why not?
The probe is in the tumors. Pulling out with the navigation system can damage the brain tissue. And you can't leave the probe in very long without risking swelling.
That's good. What's your name?
Two. Steve. Steve Mostow. Dr. Steve Mostow. Intern.
Now, Steve, I need you to run to the nurse's station. Tell them to make an announcement. Tell them we need computer technicians in OR3. Go fast and scrub in on your way back.
Yes.
Dr. Shepard?
Yes.
I did 3 semesters in computer science before I switched to nursing. I don't know what's wrong, but if it's something reasonably basic,
I'd feel a lot better about this if your voice wasn't shaking.
My voice shakes when I'm nervous. I'm an imperfect person, but it doesn't mean I can't fix the computer.
All right, Rose has 3 semesters of computer science. At what school did you go to?
Santa Cruz.
That's a party school.
You want to insult my education, or do you want me to try and help you save your patient?
Okay, who can beat 3 semesters of computer science at Santa Cruz? Anybody? Okay, give it a shot.
I appreciate the vote of confidence.
Can you see anything yet?
I see the diaphragm moving. Move it up a little more.
Meredith?
I'm working on it.
You're not done a very good job.
I am doing a damn fine job, don't you worry.
Can you close his eyes?
What?
Stay up. Can you close his eyes?
I'm sorry. So sorry.
Meredith, stop. Stop right there. I want to freeze that frame. Yes, pericardium's full of blood.
This is not good at all.
Oxygen IV star kit. Arnie, monitor. Mm-hmm. You, pericardiocentesis kit.
Okay.
As anatomy is all screwed up because it's hanging upside down. Get someone some cardio. Go.
Tucker waiting for me in the lobby, and I'm already late. Do me a favor and take the patient through the pull stop.
What? Okay, I wanted to say that when you took me off to Hans' service today...
Dr. Bailey, there's something wrong with him. His blood pressure's bottomed out. Dr. Bailey!
Oh, Mallet. Okay, I need you to talk to Tucker. I need you to ask him to wait. He's not going to be inclined to wait, so I need you to ask him nicely. Can you please go and ask him nicely to wait?
Yes, ma'am.
I won't be long.
You see this, Stevens? Sternum's cleaned out, which means we're almost out of here.
You want to stay and watch me work?
You know, it's offensive, Dr. Sloan, flat out.
Yes, if you want to stay and watch me work, how's it offensive?
Oh, and now you play dumb? Does that work for you because of the way you look?
The hell are you talking about?
I'm saying if you were homely, you would have lost your job a long time ago.
Dr. Hahn, the chief needs you in the ambulance bay. We have a paramedic with cardiac tamponade.
All righty then. Let's go, Stevens.
Okay. Nick, can you reach your call button?
I think so.
Oh, don't move that much. Okay. Can you reach your phone without moving very much? Okay, good. Okay, dial 8, okay?
Okay. Is that 8?
Okay. Okay, put it to my ear, okay?
Hello, nurse's station.
Hi, this is Dr. Gray. Yeah, Mr. Hancomb's carotid just blew, and can you page Dr. Sloan for me, please?
Uh-huh.
And also Dr. Yang. And I'm going to go ahead and call this a code blue. Yes. Code blue. Can you announce that, please?
Yes, right away.
Thank you. You can put it down.
Code blue. That means I'm dead, right? I mean, that's what they call when people go like flatline.
I figure we can use all the help we can get.
I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is, Jolene. I am leaving this hospital when I'm finished here. I don't care if the patient is on fire. I'm not scrubbing in anywhere else.
It's Dr. Yang's. Lexi Gray is paging you 911.
Dr. Yang, your intern called a code blue on a patient who apparently is not code blue.
What do you mean? Why would you call a code if...
Go find out.
Well, I thought you needed me here. You said you needed me here, and that's why you pulled me off of cardio.
No, I'm fine. Go kick some intern butt.
How are you doing, Dr. Gray?
Lexi... I'm okay. Are you okay?
I'm a little freaked out, if I'm being honest. Mostly because you look like Carrie at the prom. But seriously, you're wearing like half my blood.
Which is why we're hanging some more right now.
I'm having trouble getting a vein.
Why?
He's hypovolemic because his veins are flaccid.
That's not a nice thing to say. That's not a nice thing to say at all.
Okay. Son of a bitch. It's okay.
Stop
it, please.
Okay. Stop the bleeding.
My hand slipped. I got it.
That can't happen anymore. That can't happen anymore, okay?
No, just lie steady for impression.
I called for Sloan. Should we just take him to an OR?
No, there's no OR. I was just down there.
Oh. Tyler, you should run and get some more blood, just in case, okay?
Keep a blood pressure. I'm gonna go get Sloan.
Wait, you're leaving?
Be right back. You can do this. You're doing this.
You seeing this, Karev? Oh, I'm tightening the cable by hand.
Yeah.
That's my face.
What?
Up there in the gallery, I built that face. It's Jane Doe. The one with the amnesia? Is she a surgeon?
I don't know.
You are so busted.
Dr. Sloan, it's Vic Hanscom. His carotid blew.
Karev, I need you to irrigate thoroughly, finish up and pack the wound.
Are you leaving?
You can survive without me. My other guy can't.
There's no OR available.
This one will be. I need you to get this room turned around ASAP. I'm bringing down my carotid bleed.
Tucker!
Doctor
Neal. Hey.
She's busy, right? She can't make lunch?
Yes, she can. She can't make lunch. Just a slightly later lunch. She's in surgery.
Always is.
Yeah, she's taking a little longer than expected.
Always does.
She's having a really bad day. She's just saving the life of a white supremacist. It's just not a good day. So she asked me to ask you if you wouldn't mind just waiting just a little while longer. Please? She did say please. Which, as you may know, is not a word she uses that frequently. She really is sorry. It just shouldn't be much longer.
Fine. Yeah, but tell Miranda I said don't keep me waiting long. Please.
Okay.
Lucy.
If it's all right with you, I'd like to update Mr. Nolston's family and meet you in the ambulance bay. He's your patient. Don't you want me to keep the family informed?
I want you to think like a surgeon. You're thinking like a social worker. And if you want to be a social worker, you can save yourself a lot of effort because the training is 2 years, not 12. But if you want to be a surgeon, you can update the family when the crisis has passed.
You're right. Absolutely. I'm sorry.
Steve?
Yes, sir.
Did you bring anybody with you?
No. The nurses made an announcement, and I waited, but no one came.
Rose?
Damn it.
Rose?
I don't have the steadiest hand. I need to reconnect some wires, and I don't have the steadiest hand. And when you talk to me, it is less steady.
So it's about the wires?
I think so. I'm pretty sure.
I'll do it.
What?
I'll do it. You said yourself you don't have steady hands.
Because I'm nervous.
Yeah, no, I got that. Let me take care of the wires. I'm a neurosurgeon. I have steady hands.
You're holding the leads in the patient's brain.
Okay, Steve. How's your hand? Is it steady?
Yes, sir.
Good. It better be. You're going to kill my patient. I need you to hold this very still.
Yes, sir.
Very, very still.
Good.
Sterile sleeves, gloves, please. Tell me what I got to do.
You talk to Tucker?
Yes, he says as long as you're out soon, he'll wait.
Oh, mother... The hepatic vein was injured. Can you check for a new murmur?
Yeah, checking now.
O'Malley, I need you to go talk to Tucker. Just ask him to wait a little longer.
I just scrubbed in.
O'Malley, ask him.
Yes, ma'am.
A person can only rise so high. Now, I'm rising above, but there's a ceiling, and I'm about to hit it. Let me guess. Air embolus?
We're about to start the pericardial synthesis, but with the position of his body, the blood won't be pulled to the base of the heart. So
I'd still use the subxiphoid rather than the parasternal.
Right, okay. Meredith, did you hear that?
Yeah. Is the kit ready yet?
Yeah, I'm getting it ready for you now.
How you doing, Ray?
Gray, you've got to be careful with this technique. If you aim the needle incorrectly, you could nick the very thin-walled right atrium.
Which could cause a cardiac rupture.
A cardiac rupture, a tension pneumothorax. Basically, there's about six different ways you could kill him.
Are they talking about me?
No, don't listen to them, Ray.
Dr. Hahn, shut up.
Sir, you're going to be fine. Stevens, go get me an 18-gauge needle before this man's heart explodes in his chest.
There you go. How you doing, Karam?
Yeah, good. I'm fine. My nose itches. It's just like crazy.
Yeah, that's the anxiety. You know, you can't scratch it, so it itches.
Whoa, what did you do?
Nothing. It was irrigating.
I need more suction. Let's get some exposure.
It's coming from inside his chest. I think his heart's starting to bleed. Ping a unit of blood. Paige Hahn, phone now.
Right away.
Tyler, could you get me more gauze, please?
Why do you need more gauze? Because I'm bleeding? I'm still bleeding?
Well, we have blood going in, too, Nick.
Is it going in as fast as it's going out? I'm asking because I'm starting to feel, like, queasy and weak. Maybe like a person who's losing a lot of blood.
Okay, I'm transferring now, Nick. You ready?
Yeah. Lexi, should I be calling people? Should I be calling my family or somebody?
I think the bleeding stopped.
How you doing, Nick? Oh, Dr. Slow. It's Dr. Slow.
I think the bleeding stopped.
You okay?
Do I look okay?
Actually, you do. Dr. Gray, looks like you got the bleeding under control.
Why would it stop?
Could have been the Harrow bleach, which means there's a possibility of it bleeding again.
But it won't, because I'm going to get it closed up before it does.
There's no OR.
There will be in 10 minutes. Dr. Gray, get a pressure dressing on this wound. Dr. Yang, get him prepped for transfer and straight to OR3. I'm going to make sure it's cleared out. Did good work, Gray.
Thank you.
Hey. I'm in love with you now. I've forgotten entirely about my ex.
Come on, are you kidding me?
What?
Oh, I have a patient on the table who's... I gotta go.
Erica?
Stevens, page the cardio fellow, then book an OR. Have it waiting when they get him free.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Dr. Bailey is very sorry. She's very, very sorry.
Come out of here.
She just asked me to ask you if you could wait just a little while longer. She's almost done with the surgery. It took us. This is more complicated than she expected. But she is almost done.
Fine, I'll wait. But you tell her I'm tired. Tired of her choosing everything over me and our marriage. You tell her this is the last time I'm finished. And you tell her the only reason I'm staying here is to tell her that myself. What the hell did you do, Karev?
Nothing. I cut the cable, the bleeding...
You cut the cable? But you were showing off for your girlfriend? Do you have any idea how screwed you are?
It's not his fault. One of the heart grafts blew.
I'm holding this guy's left coronary with a clamp.
Somebody page Han.
I'm here. What the hell happened?
Heart graft blew.
Oh, damn it.
Look, if you need me to...
The only thing I need you to do, Karev, is to stay quiet. Get more suction in here.
Just hold on to that.
O'Malley?
Your husband is waiting.
Good.
He's waiting, and...
Look, I heard you. Why don't you scrub then? I could use a hand.
He said something about you choosing everything over your marriage.
He said that? What else did he say?
I think that was about it.
You think or you know?
He said that this was the last time and that he was finished.
I'm in surgery. O'Malley, did you tell him that I'm trying to save a man's life here?
Yes.
That I want to be there with him right now, but if I were to leave, this man would die? Did you tell him that?
Yeah, yes.
You need to go back out there and tell him that I took a vow to save lives. He might want to remember that he also took a vow, for better or for worse. You tell him that it's his job as a husband to understand that. You tell him that I'm standing by my vow, for better or for worse. You tell him I'm holding him to his vow. You tell him if he's thinking about leaving right now, that he might find himself hurt and wounded and needing an operation. And he may not get a surgeon who is as married to her vows as I am. You tell him that.
Can I just do some charts?
Go.
In.
It's in?
Wire's in. Steve, are you still?
Yes, sir, very still.
Stop looking at me like I killed your patient. I am not a computer technician. I did my best. I gave it a shot.
You didn't do your best.
Yes, I did do my best. It was my best, damn it.
Calm down. Take a deep breath and think. What did you miss? What are you forgetting? You forgot the restart button.
I forgot to press the restart button.
Yeah, working. It's working.
It's working. It's working.
Santa Cruz is not just a party spot.
Dr. Shepard.
Yes.
This is never my plan. To die this way.
You're not dying, Nick.
You're going to the OR.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I think we gotta have some say, or at least a feeling. I never had that feeling, so I can't die, right?
Oh, Nick. Nick, can you switch my hand?
Oh my God, what happened?
The blood to the right side of his brain and get a stroke. It looks like he had a stroke. Okay, let's go. Let's move him carefully. Let's go. You can't cry, Lexi. This isn't over. You can't cry.
Hey, you need to find the xiphoid process. You feel it?
Got it.
Okay, now go two finger breaths to the left of the xiphoid.
I'm there.
Here.
18 gauge.
Yeah.
It is a very big needle.
I know, I'm sorry.
You're going to angle the needle toward the left shoulder. Don't stab. You don't want to hit the ventricle and you don't want to drop the lung. That wouldn't help matters either.
I changed my mind. I don't want to.
Hey, this is going to help you, Ray. I'm going to go on three, okay? One, two.
Wait. Tell Stan's wife I'm sorry. Tell Sarah I'm sorry about Stan.
Tell it yourself. One, two.
Wait.
We're running out of time.
Just wait.
Okay.
What's taking so long?
He's not ready.
Try not to be scared. I don't want to die scared. I want to not be scared.
Ray, listen to me. It's good to be scared. It means you still have something to lose.
Yeah. And you're scared.
All the time.
Okay. That's good. Okay. I'm ready. But don't count. Just do it. Just do it so I don't know it.
The infection went to his heart. This heck of a surgeon didn't check the grafts. I should have caught it. I should have checked. I missed it. Damn it, how did I miss it? Stupid.
That's fascinating, Dr. Hahn.
What?
You're as unkind to yourself as you are to everyone else.
Sloan.
Dr. Sloan, his artery blew again, and he appears to be having a left-sided CVA.
Where is he?
Here, you told me to bring him here.
Hahn, you close?
No.
Yeah, get him to a sterile procedure room. Run!
Okay, I'm done. I can help. What do you want me to do?
An anesthesiologist. I need a nurse. I need equipment.
I'm on it. Correct, stay with me.
This man has four children. He has four children.
I feel like I'm going in too far.
Pull back.
Chief, what am I doing?
You're too far in. There's some ST elevation. Triangulate more forward.
I got it. Ray?
This is good. I can breathe.
Okay, he's almost stable. Get ready to cut him out.
All right. We're going to get you out of here. We're getting you out of here right now.
You're bleeding. I could use a couple of stitches. But you stayed calm and focused and efficient in a very stressful situation. That's impressive.
I was scared.
You did it anyway. Like I said, impressive.
Do not tell me that there isn't an OR available. This is for the chief of surgery. There is a paramedic's life on the line. You need to find one now.
I'll see where we are.
Dr. Stevens?
Thank God. How is he?
I believe he's still in surgery, but I don't know.
You don't know? Why don't you... Well, you said that you were going to keep me informed. And...
I know. I'm sorry. I'm on another case now, but I was going to check back and...
You're on another case?
I'm sorry.
I have four kids here. I have four terrified children who think that their dad's going to die any minute. Did you have lousy instructors who didn't teach you how to be a good doctor, or just really bad parents who didn't teach you how to be a decent human being?
Stevens, OR2 is clearing out now.
Thank you. My husband is Jacob Knowlston, and he went into surgery hours ago. Would you please just find someone to tell
me where we can get him alive? She said
that? Look, if you could just wait a few more minutes, you guys could talk to each other, because... You know, things get lost in translation because, you know, this is clearly not a way to have what is obviously a very, very important conversation.
It's clearly not very important. Our marriage is falling apart and she sends you to save it.
Tucker. She's in surgery. She's saving a life. She's literally saving a life and she's going to be here soon.
She's always saving a person's life. She'll always be here soon. You go ask her, when exactly is soon going to come?
There's Cougar to the OR. Excuse me. You're the one who came to get me. Who told me about Stan?
Yes.
Is Ray,
He's in surgery.
Okay. I have to go. I have to get out of here, so. Look, can you tell him that I'm sorry that I can't stay here? That I just can't come back here right now.
Oh, Ray wanted me to tell you that he's sorry, too. He's sorry he couldn't save Stan. He wanted me to tell you that in case he didn't make it.
You think he's not going to make it?
I hope he makes it. But you won't be here, so.
My husband is dead. He's dead. Somewhere in this hospital. How am I supposed to stay here?
I don't know. But I know that if Ray makes it, he's going to wake up and he's going to have no one. And you're going to go home and you're going to have
no.
I think it's better to have someone. Even if it hurts. Even if it's the most painful thing you have to do. Even if it's the most painful thing you've ever had to do. I think it's better to have someone.
See the skin, O'Malley? Looks a little jagged. Does it look jagged to you? Because if it is jagged, I'm going to have to reposition the incision so that it approximates more correctly. If I do that, this man's swastika tattoo might be unrecognizable.
Yeah, it's a little jagged.
I thought so, too. He left, right?
Yes, he left.
Tim Blake?
More left head, Stephen. Tuck them all around the heart. Ray, fight.
You will not die. 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 Don't do this, Mary. Or don't do this.
More light. Can I give more light? Come on.
He's coding.
Liz, please, Liz, please. He looks bad. He looks really bad.
His heart was severely damaged, and his lungs were compromised. But he's young and strong, and our hope is that he'll be just fine.
Saw in the CT, and then we found a perforation in your bowel. But we took care of it all, and you should have a full recovery.
Well, not a full recovery. Doctor, she did this on purpose, right?
I don't understand. You have a black partner, right?
Yeah.
Mary?
Yeah. Do you know how she is?
Are you two friends?
Oh, look, I'm not the devil, okay? I'm just a guy with a belief system. Mary's a nice girl. We saved lives together. That's a good time. Now, if she wanted to marry my brother, I'd have a problem with that, but so would a lot of people. I'm not that much different than most of the people that you know.
Well, Dr. Bailey did save your life today. Black woman saved your life at a great personal cost. So maybe next time you're looking at your tattoo and you're thinking how much better all us white guys are than everyone else, think about that. Because between you and me, if I'd been alone in that OR, you'd probably be dead right now. And since we're sharing belief systems, I believe if you were dead, the world would be a better place.
Doing?
Oh, he's okay. Surgery was pretty hairy. Blew a graft when we were closing. But he's starting to rally.
Good. It's good. What are you doing here?
I was just checking.
Did just fine without your help. Do you mind?
You're not heading home?
Just easier at this point to stay here till Tucker's asleep.
You know, I rose above 2 today.
Yes, you did.
You were having a hard day. You were busy rising above. But so was I, which is why I haven't said anything. But now the day is over and I'm done.
Excuse me?
You know, what you did, pulling me off upon surgery, was an abuse of power. You know, you needed help, okay. But you used me because the color of my skin? I mean, you compromised the quality of my education because of my color? I resent it.
You saved her life.
I fixed her brain. Restored her motor skills with a highly stressful, extremely difficult procedure, but no. You saved her life.
Okay.
Your voice is shaking.
I'm an imperfect person. Where's parents coming?
They're on a plane from California. Are you gonna wait?
Yeah, I'm gonna wait.
Date other people. It may not be enough for you, but I'm trying here, so I don't want you to date anybody but me. That's it. Except, I'm scared as hell to want you. But here I am, wanting you anyway. And fear means I have something to lose, right? And I don't want to lose you. Say anything. I'm gonna leave, and you can fix something tomorrow. That's progress, right?
Hey. Are you really okay?
Yeah.
Alex. Come on, that was intense and crazy and just awful. And
How can you be okay after a day like that?
Alex.
Why don't you talk to me?
What do you want me to talk about, Rebecca? How a guy almost bled out while I watched, or how I got suspended for a week because you were there?
Ava. It's Ava, not Rebecca.
Right. You're playing dress-up. You're here playing dress-up. You have a husband, Rebecca. You have a baby. And I have a life. That girl you were talking to earlier today when you were playing med student, I'm screwing her. She might be a bigger wreck than I am, but at least she's not married. At least she's not going to get me suspended. At least she's not trying to pretend to be somebody she's not.
Alex.
No, you got to ask yourself what you're doing here. Because I think if you could get honest, if you could just tell the damn truth for 1 minute, I think you have to admit you're not here to talk.
You did a good job today, and it was not easy. What you did was not easy, it was brave.
We killed him. The hospital. Sloan, us. We were not prepared.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
That's... Do you have any idea how backwards that is?
We help more than we hurt.
I have no one.
This is going to sound bizarre. I realize at this point that this is going to sound bizarre, but any chance you people want to get a drink with me?
Why would we want to do that?
She's saying she needs a friend.
Okay, fine, let's drink.
You won't hit on me?
I can't promise that.
If I say please.
He still can't promise that.
Fine.
Hey, I brought supplies.
Some days the whole world seems upside down.
She's got no one.
I'm drinking.
Are you drinking, Lexi?
Yeah, a drink would be good.
Good drive. That's great.
I think a patient feels better if they know their kids aren't terrified. I think they're more likely to pull through surgery if they know that their wives are not panicked. I think those things matter.
Well, they do matter.
I'm never going to be Christina. It's just not going to happen, and I am never going to be Erica Hahn. I am not kick-ass.
Thank God for that.
I love you. We're not gonna make this work, are we?
Marriage is hard, and even when it's right, it's hard. And next time I do it, I just want it to be forever. I don't think it's our chemistry. No, I think it's our timing. But I don't think it's our chemistry.
So we're saying maybe someday?
Yeah, we're saying maybe someday.
Party.
You
wanna dance?
I will if you want me to.
And then somehow, improbably, and when you least expect it, the world rights itself again.